performing just like my Rari. You're too fine, need a ticket. I bet you taste expensive.
Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, you just heard his name, Jason Derulo, one of the world's biggest pop stars. He's toured around the globe, reaching hundreds of millions of fans on iTunes and Spotify. He's also dabbled in film, starring in the blockbuster movie Cats back in 2019. And he's become one of the biggest stars on the social media platform TikTok. Well, long before reaching international stardom, Derulo was a student at the Dillard School of the Performing Arts, living in Miramar. As part of Season 3 of Live from the 305, our series highlighting the artists shaping South Florida's music, Derulo spoke with our reporter, Katie Switalski-Munoz.
Did growing up in Miramar, a cultural melting pot from Latin America and the Caribbean, help you see yourself from a more global perspective?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think the fact that, you know, I grew up with so many different kinds of cultures definitely played a part to, you know, the global mindset that I had. You know, I wasn't just worried about America because I knew there was a big world out there. So when I was making music, I wanted to make music that would speak to that.
And I wonder, did growing up Haitian American also, how did that find its way into your sound?
I think it's just kind of in me. So, you know, it's not something that, you know, that I'm paying attention to necessarily. But growing up listening to Compa, you know, and it being like such a prevalent thing in my household, I just feel like it's in me. So like sometimes I'll be singing and an accent will just like kind of come out out of nowhere. And I'll be like, yo, that's hard. And I'll just allow it to have that accent.
Take us back to Dillard High School in Fort Lauderdale and give us a sense of your expectations. What were you seeking from the school?
From Dillard High, I guess, it was always about just trying to become the consummate performer. So, learning every in and out to music that you could possibly learn. So, you know, Dillard High School was a big part in continuing my journey in classical music, in jazz music. I got introduced to jazz music in high school. I was in a jazz band. I was a jazz singer in a jazz band. I was one of two. So, you know, that really, really immersed me into the jazz world for a couple of years. Whereas, you know, when I was in elementary school and middle school, it was like, you know, just classical music, reading music. And then I also got introduced to musical theater in high school as well. And that kind of gave me the bug, and I actually ended up going to musical theater college. But you know, just that all around music sense, you know, and learning music theory, I became really, really just knowledgeable about you know, everything about music, from perfect pitch to read music every single day off a piece of paper. It was really helpful in that sense, just learning the ins and outs.
When you've stayed so busy during COVID, releasing the smash hit Savage Love back over the summer, and that was done in a collaboration with a TikTok producer who's still in high school. How did the song come together?
I came across the track and I thought it was a really cool left field sounding track, you know, unlike anything that was out. And I also loved the fact that people were utilizing the sound to celebrate their cultures, you know, and I thought that was like such a cool thing in these times specifically.
Every night and every day, I try to make you stay, but you're savage love.
I tried to write a song to it, and then the song that I wrote to it, I ended up really, really loving. And before I wrote the song, I called Josh up, and I was, you know, I was like, I love what you're doing, da-da-da. You know, he was like, I'm Jason Derulo. We hit it off from the very beginning, and the collaboration happened, right? And then the rest was history.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's really, it's cool to see that your music in quarantine has stayed this club-style music with upbeat tempos, music that you want to move to. And I'm curious, has the pandemic spurred a period of new creativity for you?
Definitely. And I got to say that, you know, I feel like there's just so much music out there right now that's just really, really kind of, like, sad and, like, down-tempo and, you know, I don't think, like, the entire top 10 needs to sound like that. you know, like, I feel like people need to be uplifted. People need, like, those sounds that are just going to take us out of the situation that we're in, the mindset that we're in. Just because we're having a bad day doesn't mean that we have to listen to music that sounds like that all the time. I mean, it's cool sometimes to, obviously, to be in your feels, of course. But I feel like, yeah, we need some more music like that right now. I'm releasing a song called Lifestyle with Adam Levine. That is, you know, also really, really upbeat. But it's also a song that I think is one of my favorite collaborations. You know, because I've been watching Adam Levine since I was in high school. and it's also one of my favorite songs that I've written. Every night, girl, I know you got your own, but you could be mine. You bought that lifestyle. You know, so hopefully that can bring some light to some people's lives as well.
And with the pandemic limiting your ability to interact with fans in person at, you know, at mega concerts, do you see your social media presence as being the future for your engagement with people?
Well, I mean, I hope not. yeah, I hope that we are able to get back to some sense of normalcy, you know, and get back to concerts. But social media is definitely a way to get a closer look and a closer insight to me and my life and what I have going on. You know, it's definitely been a whirlwind and a totally different kind of lifestyle, no pun intended. But I like it, you know. You know, now that when I meet fans, it's not like, oh my God, Jason Derulo. It's oh my God, Jason Derulo. How's Ice with my dog?
Yeah, Ice the dog. That's awesome. How is social media allowing you to hear from fans in different ways? Are they reaching out to you more?
I have 43 million followers now, so I guess it's definitely more from that perspective. There's just a lot more engagement now. You know, I've always struggled with social media, and it was never my thing because I was never the type my feelings on Twitter, or, you know, didn't necessarily like taking selfies on Instagram or showing off what I have. But when it came to TikTok, it was more so about creativity and creating my own lane. So I guess that's why, you know, it kind of fit me more.
Yeah, I mean, that's surprising to hear from somebody who's so huge on TikTok. Why do you believe that your brand and your content has been so successful on TikTok? Is it more about style and messaging?
I think it's about good content. You know, I think the good content wins. And it's a very equal playing field, right? Everybody has an opportunity to go viral. And, you got to follow a couple of basic rules, which are choose what you love to do and accentuate that. Use good lighting. You know, if you don't have lighting, make sure you're shooting at the right time of day so that your video looks a certain way. And, you know, with those couple of rules, you can make a real impact. You know, you just have to make entertaining content, whether it's, you know, teaching somebody something or entertaining somebody or making somebody feel something. You have to strike a nerve. And that's what it's all about, you know. And when it's about creativity for me, you know, I'm always game.
I'm curious, you know, as you grow and build an audience on TikTok, Jason, do you feel any need to represent or lift up other Black creators and creators of color?
I feel the need to lift up creators in general. You know, look and search for people that are really talented but don't have a stage. Right. And it's wonderful if they're Black, you know. I love it, you know, and I think it's even more rewarding because I still feel like, you know, we need the Black people, we need a push, yeah. But at the same time, you know, it still has to be deserving, right? From anybody. So I work with upcoming Black creators all the time. And it's really a cool thing to be able to give people a platform. So collaborations happen all the time within my TikTok. So you know, from special effects creators to dance creators to artistic creators, all kinds.
And you released a TikTok video over the summer in response to the Black Lives Matter protests with archival footage of Black people being attacked by police officers and a speech from Martin Luther King. Do you feel responsibility, given your level of notoriety, to use your platform for advocating when it comes to social justice?
For sure. For sure. Most definitely. And, you know, I pick and choose my times. Because I never want to do an ignorant post either, right? And talk about a situation that I don't know about. So yeah, I think you know, in the right manner, I try to you know, do what I can. I try to do my part for sure.
Can TikTok be the platform for inspiring those conversations, or do you think it's too limited in its design to have these like really nuanced conversations about race?
No, I think TikTok has grown into the world of everything. You know, you get everything from politics to racial conversations to sexy videos. I mean, it's literally everything now.
When I have one more question for you. A few years ago, you launched the Just For You Foundation, which is feeding and supporting orphans around the globe. And it was created in memory of your grandmother, Mama Luca. Can you tell us more about who she was?
Yeah, my grandmother had 15 kids. You have a ton of aunts and uncles. And she was a total giver, you know, the matriarch of our family. And she raised my mother and all my aunts and uncles as, you know, people that think about others first before they think about themselves. And, you know, that was just the person she was. She was always worried about other people. And you know, she always came last, even to the detriment of herself. She would give her last dollar, you know. So yeah, with her memory, my mother and I wanted to start this foundation, and yeah, it's been going awesome. We've been able to, you know, raise a substantial amount of money to continue to have her legacy live on.
That was R&B pop star Jason Derulo. You can find more information on Derulo, including his new partnership with Bedlam Vodka, on our social media at WLRN Sundial. And that's our program for this Thursday, January 28th. Coming up next week on the show, we're scheduled to speak with Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez, the freshman member of the House, already taking some critical votes on impeachment. And we're going to take your calls as well. Plus, 10 years of Miami's art scene told through the new photo book, Miami Creative, A Decade of Transformation. All of that coming up next week on the show. As always, you can find us online, WLRN.org. Just look up Sundial or on Facebook or Twitter at WLRN Sundial. I'm Luis Hernandez. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. We'll talk to you live on Monday.